Thank you, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,694 Central Storage at Harberson LLC seeks a special use exception to place a billboard. Sections 115-159.5B and 115-83.6C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the north side of Lewis-Georgetown Highway Route 9, approximately 509 feet west of Harberson Road. The 911 address is 23673 Lewis-Georgetown Highway, Harberson. This zoning district is CR1. The tax map is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 8.02. Again, it's a special use exception for a billboard. We have no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns, and we do have an email from DelDOT saying they have no objection to the special use exception. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mark Schaefer, P.O. Box 717, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, just for the record, I've got a conflict of interest in this matter. Vince Robertson was unable to attend tonight, and he would be the attorney to contact if there are any legal questions. I'm going to recuse myself and leave the chambers during the presentation of this matter. If there are legal questions that would come up, I think it would be proper for the board to defer action until Mr. Robertson is able to answer those questions.
Thank you very much.
You can't appoint Jennifer as your... No, I guess not.
I'll let Miss Norwood speak for herself.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I think everybody knows by now, but my name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown. On this application here tonight, I'm representing Central Storage at Harberson LLC, which is the current owner of the property that's the subject of tonight's application. As you just heard a moment ago, the individual who was just sworn in and who is one of the principals of Central Storage at Harberson LLC is Mark Schaefer. And later we'll see if you all have any questions for him. Tonight's application, as was indicated when Ms. Cornwell read the summary of the application in, is for a new off-premise sign or billboard, as they're more commonly referred to, which pursuant to Sussex County Code Section 115-80 requires a special use exception. A moment ago, I handed to Ms. Cornwell exhibit notebooks, and it looks like they've worked their way all the way around to Ms. Norwood. And tab one of that exhibit notebook is a copy of the application itself. You will see when you look at the application that the address of the property, or the location of the property, rather. And to be more precise, if you look at tab three, there are tax maps in there, sort of a close-up of the property, and then a close-up with aerial imagery. Sometimes that helps to get your boundaries. And then the next series of tax maps are taken at a wider view to capture more of the surrounding area. The next tab is tab four, and that's clearer aerial imagery because it doesn't have all the various tax parcels and other county and governmental information shown on the map. And as you can see, when you look at any one of those images, I'm sure everybody's familiar with this intersection. It's the intersection of routes 5 and 9 in Harbison. On the southwestern corner is the cemetery for the Harbison Church. Directly across the street from that, if you were heading due east, is where the Harbison Deli and gas station, the post office, and some other stores were. Across the street from that, on the northeast, in the northeast corner, is a small series of shops. And then on the the northwest corner of the property, is an abandoned building that has been there for some time in that condition. And then the woods, and if you were to keep traveling west along Route 9, you would come to this property. And if you look at the tax maps, you'll see the next property over is Compass Point, which is a surveying firm that currently occupies the adjacent property to this site. Central Storage has owned the property since 2009, and Mr. Schaefer was the owner individually for a couple of years before that. The deed for the property is included as tab 2 in your exhibit notebook. The property is zoned CR1, which, as the board knows, is the appropriate zoning district for an off-premises sign. One question that some of the board members may ask themselves is, For those of you who drive westbound on Route 9, as if you're coming from Lewis, it may seem that a sign at this location would be obscured by all of the trees and perhaps even the green abandoned house that sits at the corner of that intersection. And if you look at tab 8, you will see the answer to that question, which is that this is one of the intersections that DelDOT has slated to rework and add travel lanes, just like it did at Gravel Hill and Dairy Farm Road further down. If you look through those pictures, you will see the views, various views facing north and then facing east. If you were sitting sort of next to the, or approaching rather, the cemetery. And if you look on the left, you will see that there is, what DelDOT intends to do is to demolish that abandoned structure that's there. And if you keep turning the pages, you'll come to the very last page, which shows that there's going to be a large stormwater pond on that corner. So there's going to be a significant removal of the trees and foliage that would keep you from being able to see a sign at this location, and will open up the views of the intersection, in addition to, of course, the addition of the travel lanes that DelDOT's going to be adding and for safety purposes at that intersection. Tab 5 in your exhibit notebook is the site plan, the typical site plan, which I know the board is used to seeing at this point, showing sort of an oblong circle because it goes out, there's a radius drawn on the site plan, 300 feet in each direction from each of the ends of the sign. And as you will see when you look at that, the radius of those circles, there are no dwellings which fall within 300 feet, nor are there any churches, schools, or other off-premises signs. And the applicant is able to meet the setback, the front set yard and side set yard setback requirements, rather, for this sign. And the proposed sign will be 25 feet in height, also matching the bulk and area requirements of the code, and have a square footage of 300 square feet. If you look at the very next tab in your exhibit notebook, there are some schematics that were drawn by a sign manufacturer showing the approximate layout of the sign. Again, this would be a steel monopole structure. As the board knows, the monopole structures are engineered to the correct wind load criteria for this area and are the preferred methodology for safety and security of billboards. As Ms. Cornwell indicated when she introduced the application, and it's also located in your exhibit notebook at tab 7, DelDOT did submit a letter, or I guess rather an email, of no objection, indicating that it has no objection to this, the application that is being presented here tonight. As the board knows, a special use exception is what's required for all off-premise signs or billboards. And the standard for a special use exception is that the exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property owners. And the proposed sign will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property owners, as this is a commercially zoned property at a commercial intersection where there are many commercial activities and other similar uses. The applicant's request here tonight is that the board grant the requested special use application for the billboard in that location. And I'm going to ask Mr. Schaefer at this time, you've heard the information that was presented to the board. Was the application presented accurately in what was said, true and correct?
Yes.
That concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions the board may have, as is Mr. Schaefer, if the board has any questions for him.
All right, I'll start it. Mr. Wortman, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Ritter?
I see it's been corrected to CR1 area. Is that correct?
CR1.
That is correct. I filed it as C1, but I think somebody caught that it's actually CR1 because it's a newer commercial zoning, which, of course, the C1 classification is closed.
Correct. No adjustments.
Okay.
No questions.
No questions. And I have no questions. So hearing them. And are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? And that's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties because of the zoning and the types of uses are adjacent and nearby. And we didn't hear testimony to the contrary. So I make a motion. We approve case number
94. Okay. Do I have a second?
I'm sorry, yes.
That's okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,694. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote 5-0, case number 11,694 is approved.